Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Punk Rock NBA Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm Finn McKenty. Welcome to the Punk Rock NBA Podcast. Today's episode is a short, but I think important bonus episode. This is the audio version of a video I did on my second channel about how I deal with anxiety and depression, a thing that I know a lot of people who are listening to this are probably also dealing with. If you haven't checked out my second channel, that's where I talk about business and marketing and entrepreneurship and other stuff that is probably more in line with this podcast, but not really directly related to music. So if that sounds interesting to you, check it out at the link in the show notes. And let's get into this episode. What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty. This is my second channel where I talk about business and marketing and entrepreneurship and personal development, all that kind of stuff that's not really a fit for my main channel. What I wanted to talk about in this video is a topic that I know a lot of people are dealing with in general, but especially now, and that is mental health. So I want to talk about what I've been through, how I deal with it, and give you a couple thoughts on how you may deal with it. Of course, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. You should talk to a professional and take their advice. I have been diagnosed with depression. I've never been diagnosed with anxiety or hypochondriasis, but I'm pretty sure that I have those too. I'm pretty sure a lot of people watching this do too. But I didn't know that I had depression until probably about 8 years ago or so. Although now that I think about it, I probably did my whole life, because remember, like in high school, I remember just kind of waking up and feeling like blah, like nothing mattered. I didn't enjoy anything. I just felt shitty for like no particular reason. And this was the 90s, you know, when people didn't talk about depression. Like if you took any kind of, you know, psychiatric medications or anything like that, that was like, oh, there's something really wrong with that person. If she takes pills, like she's crazy. Thankfully, we have evolved our thinking about that a lot more since then. But like the idea of like going to a psychiatrist and getting diagnosed with depression was just not a thing that didn't happen in like the 90s. Because of that, I just never really thought about it. Like it never occurred to me that I might have that or any kind of other psychiatric condition. So I just kind of thought, oh, life sucks, deal with it. That's the way it is. And looking back on it, I can see how I kind of dealt with it in some really bad, self-destructive kind of ways. For one, that's why I started partying a lot at a certain point. I don't know, it was maybe like 29 or something like that when I started partying a ton, because I realized, oh, when I'm like drinking and hanging out with people and acting like an idiot, like I don't feel shitty all the time. And so eventually I was drinking like 5 or 6 days a week, like not getting like shit-faced 5 or 6 days a week, but probably a couple days a week. I wouldn't say I was like an alcoholic or anything like that, because I was able to quit literally overnight and it was fine, no big deal. But I definitely was using it as a way to self-medicate to treat this condition that I didn't realize I had. And then it got even worse because, you know, when you're drinking that much and you also have like school and a job, which I did at the time, pretty hard to function. You know, if you get drunk on a Tuesday night or something like that and you get up on a Wednesday feeling like shit, especially after you stayed up super late, how are you going to function? Well, I started taking a bunch of Adderall to kind of get through that, because it is an instant hangover cure. It's pretty magical. No matter how shitty and tired and run down you feel, like if you take an Adderall, 15 minutes later, you feel great, up and at 'em. And so I started doing that a lot. And the problem with Adderall, or one of the many problems with Adderall, is that you develop a tolerance for it. First, I was taking like 10 milligrams or something like that. Then I had to take 15, then 20, then 40. Like the most I ever took in a day, I think, was around like 300 milligrams, which is an absolutely insane amount and probably would like literally kill me now. I'd probably have a heart attack if I took that now. That didn't last long. That's when I kind of realized like, holy shit, I just took like 300 or 320 milligrams of Adderall and I need to pump the brakes here. And even then, it didn't occur to me that I had any kind of like underlying psychiatric condition that might be kind of causing me to self-medicate and live this like super unhealthy lifestyle. Like somehow I managed to still do well at work and school. So I knew that I was kind of doing things that I probably shouldn't be doing, but I thought I just like to have fun. I may be partying a little bit too much, but it wasn't until somebody who I knew told me, she'd been dealing with this stuff for a long time, kind of talked to her about how I felt, describing all the classic symptoms of depression. And she was like, you need to go to a doctor. Like, you probably have depression. That's, you're not like supposed to feel that way. So I did, and they prescribed me one of the SSRIs. I was on that. And it did make me feel a little bit better, but it made me like feel really tired and shitty and run down, and I got kind of fat on it. And so then I switched to the medication that I'm on now, which is Wellbutrin. That is not an SSRI. It's a completely separate kind of drug that doesn't have all the same effects.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode.
So if you think that you have like anxiety or depression or any other kind of psychiatric issue, the number one first thing you should do is go talk to a professional. For whatever reason, I know that that's really hard for a lot of people. Just making that first phone call to set up the first appointment is really intimidating for people. Just pick up the phone, call somebody and make an appointment. It will take you 5 minutes and it could change your life. It could save your life. And then once you have made that appointment, there are a couple other things to keep in mind. Number one is it's very important for you to find somebody who you get along with. And something I found out is that a lot of psychiatrists are actually kind of weird people with bad communication skills that are kind of odd people. And I guess this is a known thing in the field that like psychiatrists are weird and kind of off-putting. If you don't like the person you're talking to, then go see someone else. It might take you a couple tries to find someone, but once you do, it'll make everything a lot better. The guy I went to, I think I just Googled him. He's like an attorney who also has an MD. So he does a lot of like workplace disability investigations and stuff like that. And he's just a really like analytical, like smart, cool guy that I just kind of enjoy talking to on a personal level who also happens to be a very good doctor for me. Keep looking until you find somebody that you get along with. Number two, you may need to do the same thing with your medication. So just like I had to switch from the SSRI to Wellbutrin, and then once I did, everything was cool. It may take you some time to find the right medication or combination of medications that works for you. And I know that that's frustrating. I know that sucks. And you really, especially when you're like in a really shitty place, you want to just take something and feel better tomorrow. But unfortunately, that's not usually how it works. It can take a while to find the right medications, and it can take a while for those medications to work, like 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. It's not fair, but don't run away from it. The sooner you confront it and deal with it, the better you will feel. So that's the third thing I would say, is like, understand that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, however you feel now, you may have to put in work to feel better, but you can feel better. You do not have to just suffer through it with the help of professionals, with the help of your friends, with the help of medication, if that's what your professional decides that you need. You can feel better. And don't disregard the advice of the doctor. Like, you should get a second opinion. You should talk to professionals and stuff, but don't do like the thing that I see so often is someone says like, I don't want to be dependent on a pill. Well, I don't want to either, you know, but here we are. I'm sure diabetics don't want to be dependent on taking insulin every day for their survival, but here we are. Unfortunately, for some of us, you have to take a pill in order to deal with this mood disorder or whatever other condition you have. Either way, you got to talk to your doctor, and you really need to follow the treatment plan. And if you feel like it's not working for you, talk to somebody else and follow their treatment plan. But do not try to take this on yourself. And lastly, the lifestyle part is super important. Like, it is so true that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. If you're around other people who are either negative or have unhealthy lifestyles, like people that are partying all the time or something, like, you've got to get yourself away from those people. It's just like being on an airplane and there's a bunch of people coughing around you. Like, no matter what, no matter how hard you try, if you sit around those people long enough, you're going to get sick. You're going to get infected by them. And being around people that are living an unhealthy lifestyle, and I mean unhealthy in the physical and mental and emotional sense, that's going to infect you too. So you got to audit your friend group, as ruthless and difficult as that may sound. It's super important. Make sure that you're not doing what I did, which is self-medicating. I personally think that for people who have any kind of psychiatric issue, I don't think you should use drugs or alcohol at all. And that's not out of some like self-righteous moral standpoint. Those things affect the way your brain works. And if your psychology, if your brain chemistry is not in a good place, like, you shouldn't be fucking with it by introducing other substances that are going to potentially upset it. If you're depressed, consuming more depressants is not smart. My personal opinion is stay away from the drugs and alcohol, including weed, including alcohol, if you have some sort of psychiatric issue. All right, everyone, I hope that was helpful for anybody who may be dealing with that stuff. I know a lot of people are right now, especially now, people cooped up at home. A lot of people are dealing with potentially losing their job or being afraid of losing their job. It's a tough time for a lot of people. So that really means that if you are one of us that does have to deal with some sort of mental health issue, that you really need to look out for yourself. You really need to practice self-care, as much as I hate that term. Like, it is a real thing and you need to think about it. So I hope that was helpful, and I will see you next time. All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home thinking about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you'd cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room?
Fans of Too Much Effing Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Frates from The Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective, the only podcast you crank up to 11.